Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Have you ever found yourself holding on to a promise from God, but everything around you seemed to say otherwise? Maybe you've prayed, waited, and believed, yet the breakthrough still feels far away. If that sounds familiar, you're not alone. In today's devotional, we're talking about standing on His promises, choosing faith over fear, trust over doubt, and confidence in God's word, even when circumstances seem impossible. We'll look at the story of Abraham, reflect on the power of speaking God's promises, and remind ourselves that if God said it, He will do it. Get ready to be encouraged and strengthened in your faith. Today's topic is standing on His promises. The Bible text is from Romans chapter 4, verse 20.
Romans chapter 4, verse 20 to 21. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised.
Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Today we'll be talking about standing on his promises. Have you ever found yourself in a place where you were holding on to a promise from God, but everything around you seemed to contradict it? If so, you're not alone. Let's take a moment to reflect on the story of Abraham. In Genesis 12, God called Abraham and promised to make him into a great nation. At that time, he and his wife, Sarah, had no children, and as the years passed, the situation only grew more impossible. Yet, despite all odds, despite his old age and Sarah's barrenness, Abraham held on to God's promise. Romans 4 verse 20 to 21 tells us that Abraham did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Think about that for a moment. What would it look like for you to trust God like Abraham did? To believe without a shadow of a doubt that God is faithful, even when nothing makes sense. One of the hardest places to be in life is the waiting room of God's promises. Maybe you've been praying for breakthrough in your career, healing in your body, restoration in your family, or clarity in your calling. And maybe, just like Abraham, the situation looks worse before it gets better. But here's the truth. God never breaks his promises. Numbers chapter 23 verse 19 reminds us, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? When God gives a word, it will come to pass in his perfect timing. The challenge for us is to trust, to remain steadfast, and to walk in faith even when we can't see the outcome yet. Sometimes, standing on God's promises means speaking them out loud in faith. Remember David? When he faced Goliath, he didn't dwell on the size of the giant. He declared the greatness of his God. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 45, David boldly proclaimed, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." What battles are you facing today? What giants are standing in your way? Instead of focusing on how big the problem is, start declaring how big your God is. Say it out loud. My God is able. My God is faithful. His promises will come to pass in my life. I want to challenge you today. What promise has God spoken over your life that you need to stand on? Maybe it's a verse that has encouraged you in the past, or a word God whispered to your heart. Write it down. Speak it out. Trust that if God said it, He will do it. As you go about your day, hold on to this powerful truth from Isaiah 40 verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. No matter what today brings, walk boldly in faith. God is faithful, and His promises over your life will come to pass. Keep believing, keep trusting, and keep standing firm. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your unfailing promises. You are a God who never lies, a God who never fails. Today, we choose to stand on Your word, just as Abraham did, believing that what You have spoken over our lives will come to pass in Your perfect timing. Strengthen our faith in the waiting. Fill us with peace in uncertainty, and give us boldness to declare Your goodness even before we see the breakthrough. Help us to trust You completely, knowing that You are always working for our good. We ask that You lead us today and grant us breakthroughs. Thank You for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message has blessed you, kindly share it with someone. Now go into today with confidence. God is faithful and He will never fail you.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Joshua chapter 16, chapter 17 and chapter 18, and for the evening, Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 16. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.